USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump pushed back that criticism that a Syrian withdrawal is damaging U.S. credibility, betraying Kurdish allies and opening the door for a possible resurgence of the Islamic State. He also touted a ceasefire agreement that seemed at risk as Turkey and Kurdish fighters differed over what it required and whether combat was actually halted.
I just spoke to President Erdogan, Turkey. We're doing very, very well with Turkey. There's a ceasefire. There was some sniper fire this morning. There was mortar fire this morning that was eliminated quickly. And they're back to the full pause. We have ISIS totally under guard.
The president called his Syria approach, quote, a little bit unconventional. The president contended that the Turkish president, as well as the Syrian Kurdish fighters the Turks are battling, all agree that the U.S. brokered ceasefire was the right step, and we're currently complying with it. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The world's first all-female spacewalking team made history high above Earth, replacing a broken part of the International Space Station's power grid. As NASA astronauts Christina Koch and Jessica Meir successfully completed the job with wrenches, screwdrivers, and power grip tools, it marked the first time in half a century of spacewalking that men were not part of the action. They insisted they were just doing their jobs after years of training, following in the footsteps of women who paved the way. America's first female spacewalker from 35 years ago, Kathy Sullivan, was delighted. She said, "It's good to finally have enough women in the astronaut corps and trained for spacewalking for this to happen." President Donald Trump selected Dan Broillet, deputy to departing Secretary of Energy Rick Perry, to lead the Energy Department, calling him a total professional with unparalleled experience. Trump acted quickly just a day after Perry told the president that he would leave by year's end. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Juul Labs stopped selling fruit and dessert flavors, now acknowledging the public's lack of trust in the entire vaping industry. The voluntary step is the company's latest attempt to weather a growing political backlash that blames its flavored nicotine products for hooking a generation of teenagers on electronic cigarettes. Juul, the best-selling e-cigarette brand in the United States, has been besieged by scrutiny, including multiple investigations by Congress, federal agencies, and several state attorney generals. Earthquake early warning alerts will become publicly available throughout California for the first time over the weekend, potentially giving people time to protect themselves from harm, according to the Governor's Office of Emergency Services. The nation's first statewide quake warning system has debuted with the 30th anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake that ravaged San Francisco October 17, 1989, as well as the annual Great Shakeout Safety Drill. Warnings produced by Shake Alert System will be pushed through two delivery systems, a cell phone app called MyShake, and the same wireless notification system that issues Amber Alerts, meaning people may receive both notifications. The state earthquake app, developed at the University of California, Berkeley, is now available for download to iOS users through iTunes and Google Play stores for Android phones. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio, for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.